Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Welcome to Opinionated Marketers, a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College. As ever, our opinionated marketers are Kieran Kapoor and Charles Nixon. This week, digital marketing is complicated, never works, it's a waste of money, and you don't get a return on investment. If that doesn't open a can of worms, then frankly, nothing will. Charles Nixon.
Thank you very much, Daniel. The main problem about the last statement, which is the no ROI, is a perennial one of all marketing from a point of view of communications. It was never easy to be able to say that someone saw an advert in a newspaper or on a television and as a result of which went and actually made a purchase, even if you happen to do a very large amount of market research thereafter. Customers don't always understand what it was that actually stimulated them to make a particular purchase. So the ROI is a perennial one. The idea of digital marketing always was getting closer to the nirvana of being able to track a customer as they found out about you, read the influences that you put out there through content marketing and other advertising, and you would then track them onto your website and you would watch them convert. The biggest problem, of course, is it's not linear. There are gaps in between. People, you know, will see an advert in all sorts of different media, won't react to it straight away, but may well come back to your website several months, weeks, or even years later. So it is part of the overall aspect of marketing, which is that marketing is not a science, though we try to get much more scientific about it.
Kieran, if it's not a science, then therefore it must be an art, yes?
I think marketing is always an art. I mean, we've talked about this before, about whether marketing is an art or science, and to be honest, it manages to marry the two. What worries me most about digital marketing is, one, there is an assumption now that everybody is digital. It does very much depend on your target market, and I think I worry that companies are forgetting the offline importance, the importance of tactile, particularly in the current world, but the importance of the fact that some people just aren't there. And I think digital marketing tends to forget that the customer is in control. I don't see an awful lot of digital adverts, because my cookies are tight down. I don't use Google as a search engine. I don't use standard Bing or other search engine tools. I'm very controlled in what I see. So actually, I'm quite a hard target market to get to, and I'm certainly not the only one. And it worries me that we get into, oh, marketing is all about comms and marketing is all about digital. Well, actually, there's a big wide world around that.
And talking about, I mean, you're a lady, Kieran, so I wouldn't like to insult you, but as a lady of your age, you are exactly...
Oh, I see, it's all fair game to me.
Careful!
you are exactly who marketers want to get to, aren't you?
Yes.
You've got money to spend.
I mean, I don't know about that personally. Am I?
Yes,
why
you are.
Because are you making that assumption?
Because the greatest growing or emerging marketplace is women. Women now actually, there are more women on the planet than men. More and more of them are becoming economically empowered. And the result of which is the change from being male orientated to being female orientated in terms of marketing, I think is quite significant.
There's a danger of getting a little bit of an assumption that a woman will spend more. But I agree with you on the other side that, yes, there's a sudden waking up to the fact that, good God, women are over 50% of the marketplace. And yes, women increasingly have more spending power.
I think my immediate response would be the reason why there's such a higher growth in the men's marketplace is because it's starting from a lower base and it's easier to grow at a faster rate when you're a smaller market. One of the growing area is location-based services for people when they used to shop, and the idea of things being much more contextualized. Now that's going to change quite dramatically as more and more people go online, where it is thought that there's much more data. But we have Apple bringing in its new cookie policy, and some of the biggest headlines are how companies are trying to get around the Apple cookie policy, because they want to still use personalized data. And of course, most people would probably argue that there's obviously a judgment that they don't want their data to be used. But on the other hand, they would like to see much more customized marketing if we're going to make it work.
And that takes me back to the first point that I made. Digital marketing is complicated. A lot of businesses, you know, if it comes to TV marketing, they know how their brand looks on TV. On radio, they know how it sounds, perhaps. But digital marketing, it's complicated, and it's getting even more complicated.
No. I think the complexity of what your brand looks like on TV, radio, cinema is similar to what it might be presented as in Facebook, Google adverts, or whatever. You're still in control of that. What you're not in control of is the social media side of things, the commentary side of things, the feedback, which in the offline world are significantly removed from the outbound marketing side. So, you know, you don't see alongside the advert and of a newspaper the people's comments or feedback as to what the product performed like. Whereas you can see that by clicking to another website, or indeed if you happen to be looking on things like Amazon, you can obviously look for the customer reviews. And that's where digital marketing becomes more complicated, because the customer is getting involved, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you, Charles. So the next item this week, should all companies declare their position on major issues, or does it just end up as greenwashing and the wokerati virtue signalling? Kieran.
I really struggle with this one, because actually, to a large extent, I'm not certain I really care what some companies' positions are. I do care if the companies I work with or I buy from are treating their staff well. So I quite often will look for a policy for a fashion firm would look for a policy that says they are doing that. I don't know that I necessarily want them coming out and telling me all about it all over their social media and adverts. I'm not always that interested in what my burger company thinks of some view of the day. So I think it can be wokerati.
There's more to lose than gain for a lot of companies, surely, Charles.
I love your term, the wokerati. the companies, indeed, you're absolutely right. It's taken a very long time for most companies to feel comfortable with making some statements about global warming and their work for carbon reduction, because they were either unsure as to what the marketplace's response would be. And the same, I think, is fairly true of most issues that are generated in the media, which may come and then go quite quickly. For companies, it is a dangerous marketplace to put your head above the parapet and make a statement which not everybody in your marketplace might agree with. And I quite agree to some degree with Kieran that I don't necessarily want to know what people's views are within the company, mainly because I wouldn't believe them, because companies are not living entities. Companies are made up of large numbers of people. And just because the board decides to make a statement doesn't mean that the rest of the company actually believes that. So it's a very, very complicated aspect. And, you know, you can see areas where companies' employees have made statements at odds with what the company wanted. Google is an example. And the ructions that causes. On the other hand, I probably do want to know that they treat their employees well, that they source their products well, and that they have a regard for the impact that they have on the planet. But those are the areas where perhaps I feel that I know what I like, and I know what I would want to see from a company. But that comes down to the individual.
Yeah, it's a real problem, isn't it? So you get lots of the days for things. So I don't think there is a Black Lives Matter day, is there? But there's an International Women's Day. So companies that I don't think possibly were necessarily concerned about women were out there. Hands up. The college pointed out that we are now run by women, and we have, you know, very impressive women around the world that work with us. And that was our statement on International Women's Day. So I'm not saying we don't do it either. But I do wonder if actually that is a good thing to do, and really that's where companies should be going.
I think it's dangerous, because it can backfire. And that can be a problem. But on the other hand, being what one might call an ethical, commonsensical company, is what most customers and most stakeholders would want. So if asked, one would have a response, but I don't think it's there for companies to broadcast willy-nilly to everybody who is not necessarily listening their view on every topic. That's not what companies are about.
It's also, you end up with, somebody described this to me in a completely different context, but he said, I'm being the human equivalent of a squirrel. And I think there's a danger, you know, oh, look, there's something else happening. Oh, look, there's something else happening. And I think there's a huge danger of companies doing the same thing. So it's sort of, oh, look, we need to support Black Lives Matter. Oh, we need to be supporting, some other major event or something that else. And we need to be there supporting mental health. And these are all good things. But if you're not careful, you've lost your coherence. And a company like Patagonia, who we tend to use as this shining example, are very concerned about the environment, and they stick to that, and that is what they talk about. And at least that gives it coherence to their message and their discussion.
Yes, I agree. And I think, you know, should they be asked to comment on subjects, sometimes it's a case of not. Not all publicity is good. And publicity can be very dangerous. Public relations is what most people are in control of in terms of companies' outbound communications. But publicity is a dangerous thing, so people have got to be very careful as to what it is they want to say and how it is reacted to in the social media world that we now live in. So your terminology, Daniel, of wokerati may be something that I will hear more often.
And it is worth pointing out that we've got a discussion on Friday's podcast about companies who are ethical but don't want to talk about it.
Our opinionated marketers, Kieran Kapoor and Charles Nixon, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Charles, nice to debate with you. And Daniel, thank you for acting as referee.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content.
From Cambridge Marketing College.